Connor Gettle at 3 and Cade Ryerson at 2 points. For the Kingston Cardinals, they are led by Evan Neff with 6. Hunter James and Aaron Kaler each have 5. Nathan Dawson with 3. Levi Kreiderman and Nathan Cloyd each at 2 points. Turnovers wise, Kingston with 9 of them, USA with 5. And rebounding's neck and neck, Kingston at 13, USA at 15. And the difference is 2 more on defensive rebounds for the Patriots compared to each team with 6 offensive boards. Free throws, Kingston at 3 for 6, USA 5 for 6 at 83% compared to 50%. And John Mooney, what do you have for shooting?
For shooting, surprisingly, it's pretty even. Grand totals is 9 for 27, 33%.
For who?
For Kingston.
9 for 27.
And then you have, for USA, 10 for 31, 32%. But how it breaks down is kind of interesting. The ones that are probably more adept at three-point shooting should be Kingston. And they're getting some kids that are shooting the three that I didn't really anticipate. But they only shot 5 times, Kingston did. Made 2, that's 40%. That's about where they usually are. They're really good on the outside. 7 for 22 on the inside, 31%. USA, a little bit different. Now, this is their own home court, but there were 3 for 13 on the outside, 23%. 7 for 18 on the inside, 38%. So, statistically, easy. Pretty even game as far as the shot selections are going.
What do you expect to see in the second half, John?
More of the same. The only thing is I really am surprised that the game has not come to Nathan Cloyd as much as I anticipated that would. And that might change in the second half as well. Neff has been neutralized. He's gotten loose a couple times, but I would expect more from him. Heckroth has been quiet for USA as far as the three-point is concerned, which he has noted. He's got a couple field goals. But Landon Zimmer, man, he was just absolutely on fire in the first half. Micah Kramer came in with 7. So, and of course, he made a living at the foul line. That's what he does. So I'd expect that the big three for USA, they're going to go ahead and get warmed up as well.
So Kingston shooting 33% in the first half, USA at 32%, but the Patriots are leading by 5 points. And Kingston will get the ball to start the second half right to left across your radio. Aaron Kaler dribbling across midcourt, being guarded by Micah Kramer. USA coming out in a man-to-man defense. Over the right wing to Evan Neff. Now back to Hunter James, right wing. Back to the top to Kaler. Reset the offense. Directing traffic to the left. Starts his dribble to the left. And Cloyd nearly dribbled out of bounds. James to Kaler, right wing. Cloyd going down the baseline. Now at the right block against Cal Moss. Takes the mid-range jump shot in the short corner. And Cloyd hits the 2. He has 4, and we're down to a 3-point ball game. 28-25, Kingston starts the scoring out in the second half. 28-25, USA leading. 7:18 left in the third quarter. Cal Moss gets triple team to the left wing. To the right wing, Heckroth. 1 dribble, skip pass to Nash Morton at the top of the key. To the left wing, Micah Kramer. Starts the dribble all the way back to midcourt, being guarded by the much taller Aaron Kaler. Now Nash Morton at the left wing, into the corner to Landon Zimmer. Trying to feed it into Moss. Nothing there, though. Micah Kramer, the free throw line, down to Heckroth on the right block. Back to Kramer at the right wing. Starts his dribble back inside the lane. Kicks it out to Landon Zimmer. Wide open for 3. This one's airmailed. Rebound, Micah Kramer in for 2 points on the putback. Micah Kramer with 9. And USA's 7th offensive rebound on the night. 30-25. Patriots lead by 5 points. 6:35 left in the third. Kaler at the top of the key, dribbles inside the right side lane, jump stop. The floater's no good. Rebound Nash Morton for USA. And the Patriots are in transition. Here comes Landon Zimmer going up, and he's fouled from the right side in transition. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. With a 5-point lead, the foul goes against Kingston's Hunter James. That's his 2nd. And the Cardinals' first team foul in the second half. 30-25 in the third quarter, 6:23 left in the third. Landon Zimmer at the free throw line shooting 2. He has not attempted a free throw tonight. And the first one is good. He now has 13 points. 2 threes, 3 field goals, and now 1-for-1 from the free throw line.
He's quite a weapon, isn't he?
And only a junior. Second free throw for a silent gym of Landon Zimmer. And this one's good as the first. He has 14 leading all scorers, and now USA is back out to 7 points, 32-25. 6:18 left in the third quarter. Dawson at the right wing. Being guarded by Moss. Starts his dribble now. Dives down to the baseline. Goes in the lane. And he's going to be called for the offensive foul, as there was no one else but Landon Zimmer camped out in the lane. And Dawson went right over top of him, and that is Nathan Dawson's third personal foul and the team's second in the second half.
Worshet, that's two possessions right in a row where they didn't absolutely do anything. So, they can't afford that.
6:05 left in the third, and Nash Morton across midcourt. Here comes the half-court trap from Kingston. Micah Kramer at the right wing extended, top to the key to Heckroth, back to Morton. Morton trying to feed inside. Nothing there. Heckroth at the right wing thought about taking the three and set deeper into the corner for Landon Zimmer. Micah Kramer can't hang on to it. Has to go catch it at midcourt. And there is Aaron Kaler is going to be called for the reach-in as he's going right around the top of Micah Kramer. This will be Kaler's second personal, team's third for Kingston. And USA ball on the opposite side of your radio, inbounding. Substitution for the Cardinals. That'd be Jack Green replacing number two, Nathan Dawson, the 6'2" senior. Jack Green is 6'1" junior. Into the corner, Landon Zimmer for three on the inbound, and this one is good. Landon Zimmer with 18, and now it's back to a 10-point lead for the USA Patriots as they led this 5 minutes ago in the second quarter. 35-25, Kingston back on offense, trailing by double digits. Aaron Kaler throws it out of bounds as Cloyd wasn't tall enough to bring that one in. That is going to be the 10th turnover for the Cardinals. 5:26 left in the third. Timeout called by Dave Lester. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll return in 30 seconds as a 10-point lead for the USA Patriots at home, 35-25 over Kingston.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Coming out of the timeout, USA in offense. Nash Morton takes a three in the left corner. This one's no good, but Micah Kramer keeps possession alive on the offensive rebound, dribbling all the way around the outside. Heckroth out to Landon Zimmer for three left wing, and this one is good. Landon Zimmer with two straight threes, and now he has 8 points in the quarter for 20 on the night. And back out to the largest lead of the night for USA at 13, and stolen away by Micah Kramer. In transition, Kramer can't get it to fall and rebound by Cloyd, but he stepped out of bounds with it, and it will be USA ball. 38-25 now. As USA is really starting to pour it on.
And all of a sudden, not only is the gym quiet, but also so is Neff and Cloyd.
Micah Kramer inbounding for USA. 4:41 left in the third. Into Kyle Moss, the right block, kicks it out to Landon Zimmer for three. This one bounces, and this one's going to go out of bounds as it hit the hardware above the rim and out of bounds. 4:37 left in the third. Kingston now trailing by 13 points. A moment ago, it was a 5-point ball game and actually a 3-point ball game. That was about 3 minutes ago. Jack Green to the right wing, being guarded by Cal Moss. One dribble back over to Cloyd. Cloyd to Hunter James, right wing. Back to Neff. Neff against Kramer. One dribble, opposite wing to Kaler. Kaler blows by Cal Moss in the lane, and he's blocked by Moss, and here comes USA. Nash Morton over to Landon Zimmer in transition, and he can't get it to fall, but there's two white jerseys scooping up, but then it's stolen away by Cloyd. That's the sixth turnover for USA tonight.
USA's defense is not giving any good looks.
Kaler dribbling down to the baseline, and USA is going to be called for the foul. This very well could go against Tyler Heckroth. Indeed it does. That's his third, team's first for USA in the second half. 3:53 left in the third, 38-25. USA now out by 13 points.
I don't see Coach going to the bench on that.
Kaler throws it out of bounds, or throws it off of a defender, as he was going to be called for a 5-second violation. It goes out of bounds. They'll try this one again.
He's telling Tyler Heckroth, you got three. Now be smart out there. You're a senior.
Yeah. 38-25. Hunter James will inbound this one for Kingston. Jack Green and Cal Moss in quite the duel down in the low block. Cloyd.